Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, describing a friend who positively influenced you. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics related to personal experiences and relationships. One common theme is describing a friend who has had a positive influence on your life. This topic allows candidates to showcase their language skills while discussing meaningful personal connections. Let's explore how to approach this topic effectively in your IELTS speaking exam. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about friendship and influences. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you have many friends? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I have quite a few friends. I'd say I have around 5 close friends and several other acquaintances. Band 8-9 answer. I'd say I have a diverse circle of friends. While I have a core group of about 5 close confidants, I also maintain meaningful connections with a wider network of acquaintances from various aspects of my life, such as work and hobbies. How do you usually make new friends? Band 6-7 answer. I usually make new friends through shared activities or interests. For example, I've made friends at work and in my photography club. Band 8-9 answer. I find that cultivating new friendships often stems from shared experiences or common interests. I'm quite proactive in this regard, frequently engaging in social activities and pursuing my hobbies, which naturally leads to encountering like-minded individuals. For instance, I've forged strong connections with colleagues at work and fellow enthusiasts in my photography club. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a potential cue card related to the topic. Describe a friend who influenced you in a positive way. You should say who this person is, how you met them, what qualities they have, and explain how they influenced you positively. Band 6-7. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my friend Sarah, who has had a positive influence on me. I met Sarah at university when we were assigned to work on a group project together. Sarah has many good qualities. She's very hardworking and always tries to do her best in everything she does. She's also very kind and always willing to help others. Sarah has influenced me positively in several ways. Firstly, her work ethic inspired me to be more diligent in my studies. I saw how she always put in extra effort and got good results, which motivated me to do the same. Secondly, her kindness made me more aware of how I treat others. I started to be more considerate and helpful to people around me. Overall, Sarah's influence has made me a better student and a kinder person. I'm really grateful for her friendship and the positive impact she's had on my life. Band 9. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my friend Alex, who has been a profound positive influence in my life. We first crossed paths during our university years when we were serendipitously paired for a challenging group project in our environmental science course. Alex possesses a myriad of admirable qualities that have left an indelible impression on me. Firstly, their unwavering dedication to academic excellence is truly inspiring. Alex approaches every task with a level of meticulousness and passion that is both rare and contagious. Moreover, their altruistic nature is evident in their constant willingness to extend a helping hand to those in need, often going above and beyond to support their peers. The way Alex has positively shaped my outlook and behavior is multifaceted. Their relentless pursuit of knowledge has ignited a similar fire within me, pushing me to delve deeper into my studies and broaden my intellectual horizons. I found myself emulating their study habits, which led to a significant improvement in my academic performance. Furthermore, Alex's compassionate approach to interpersonal relationships has profoundly altered my perspective on social interactions. Observing their genuine empathy and selfless acts of kindness has inspired me to be more considerate and supportive in my own relationships, both personal and professional. In essence, Alex's influence has been transformative, helping me evolve into a more diligent student and a more empathetic individual. Their friendship has been an invaluable asset, and I'm deeply appreciative of the positive impact they've had on my personal growth and development. Follow-up questions. Q. How has this friendship changed over time? Band 6-7, answer. Our friendship has grown stronger over time. We've shared many experiences and supported each other through challenges, which has deepened our bond. Band 8-9, answer. the evolution of our friendship has been quite remarkable. As we've navigated through various life stages together, our bond has progressively strengthened. We've weathered numerous challenges and celebrated countless milestones, which has fostered a deep sense of mutual trust and understanding. This shared history has transformed our relationship from a casual college friendship into a profound, enduring connection. Q. Do you think it's important to have friends who influence us positively? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think it's very important. Positive friends can help us become better people and achieve our goals. They can also provide support and encouragement when we need it. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I believe it's crucial to surround ourselves with friends who exert a positive influence. Such relationships can serve as catalysts for personal growth and self-improvement. These friends often challenge us to step out of our comfort zones, broaden our perspectives, and strive for higher standards in various aspects of life. Moreover, they provide an invaluable support system, offering encouragement and guidance during both triumphs and tribulations, which is instrumental in navigating life's complexities. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Q. How do you think friendships differ between children and adults? Band 6-7. Answer. I think children's friendships are often based on shared activities or being in the same class, while adult friendships are more about shared values and interests. Adults also tend to have fewer but deeper friendships compared to children. Band 8-9 answer. The nature of friendships tends to undergo a significant transformation as we transition from childhood to adulthood. Children's friendships are often characterized by spontaneity and are largely circumstantial, often forming through shared environments like school or neighborhood. These relationships are typically centered around play and immediate experiences. In contrast, adult friendships are generally more nuanced and complex. They're often rooted in shared values, mutual interests, and complementary personalities. Adults tend to be more discerning in their choice of friends, leading to fewer but more profound connections. These relationships are usually marked by deeper emotional investment, mutual support, and a greater capacity for understanding and empathy. Moreover, adult friendships often require more conscious effort to maintain due to competing life responsibilities, whereas children's friendships can thrive on frequent, unplanned interactions. This shift reflects the evolving priorities and complexities of adult life. In what ways can social media impact friendships? Band 6-7 answer. Social media can help us stay connected with friends, especially those who live far away. However, it can also make friendships more superficial if people only interact online and not in person. Band 8-9 answer. Social media has profoundly altered the landscape of friendships in both positive and negative ways. On the positive side, it has revolutionized our ability to maintain long-distance relationships, allowing us to bridge geographical gaps and stay connected with friends across the globe. It provides a platform for instant communication and sharing of life events, which can foster a sense of ongoing involvement in each other's lives. However, the impact of social media on friendships is not without its drawbacks. There's a risk of friendships becoming more superficial, as interactions are often reduced to likes, comments, and brief messages. This can lead to a false sense of connection, where we feel we're up to date with friends' lives without engaging in meaningful, in-depth conversations. Furthermore, social media can create unrealistic expectations and foster comparison, potentially straining friendships. The curated nature of online profiles may lead to misrepresentations of people's lives, causing feelings of inadequacy or envy among friends. Ultimately, while social media can be a powerful tool for maintaining friendships, it's crucial to strike a balance between online and offline interactions to ensure that relationships retain their depth and authenticity. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Profound influence, adjective plus noun, influence, a deep and significant impact. Example, my mentor had a profound influence on my career choices. Unwavering dedication, adjective noun, dition, constant and steady commitment. Example, her unwavering dedication to the project ensured its success. Altruistic nature, altruistic noun, selfless and caring character. Example, his altruistic nature was evident in his volunteer work. to emulate, verb. Emulate, to imitate with the intent to equal or surpass. Example, I tried to emulate my friend's study habits to improve my grades. Multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, the influence of a good friend can be multifaceted, affecting various areas of life. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing influential friendships, develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts and provide examples. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary naturally, but ensure you use it correctly. Practice fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without long pauses. Regular practice can help improve this. Show personality. Share genuine experiences and opinions to make your answers more engaging. Structure your answers, especially in part 2. Organize your thoughts logically for a coherent response. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about using advanced language, but about communicating effectively and demonstrating your ability to express complex ideas clearly and fluently. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to describe a time when you learned a valuable lesson or describe a place where you feel most relaxed. These exercises can help you practice structuring your answers and using relevant vocabulary in different contexts. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.